My name is Chris.
My name is Muhammad.
Welcome to the All You Can Eat podcast, where we try fast foods and rate them on a 5-star scale. On today's episode, we're going to be reviewing Hangry Joe's.
All right, so Chris, what'd you get?
So I got the chicken sandwich, the waffle fries, and the Oreo milkshake. What did you get?
So I got the same thing. They actually call it the chicken sando, but I just went with the chicken sandwich and fries, and I didn't get a shake, though.
What's it called, your
ordering experience?
Yeah, ordering experience. Like,
I mean, it's actually, like, the service is pretty good there, like, and it's pretty, like, it's a new location. They just opened it next to, like, Planet Fitness and Giant. Like,
yeah,
just
I've seen, like a couple of them.
Yeah, like 3 months
I've seen
ago.
One by Tyson's Corner.
Yeah, there's one there, and yeah. Then they have another one in Herndon.
And in Ashburn, and then one here in Sterling now.
Yeah. So they just opened the Sterling location, and for, like, the main appeal of it, at least for me and a lot of people, is that it's open late and it's halal. Like,
yeah, it closes at like 1, right?
Yeah, it closes at like 1 or 2. And then also it's halal. Like, that we don't have a lot of like options as like halal food. Like, a lot of the things that we have is like platter type of things and like kebabs and stuff, like just like the same stuff we've had since we were like kids. So it's like cool. We get like Nashville chicken and it's like all halal. Like, everybody, like, it's fully inclusive to like Muslims. But, ordering experience was chill. It was really good service. What about you?
Yeah, so the same thing. It was very chill, but, like, what's it called? The line was very, like, very long because I went after practice at, like, 9.
Yeah, the line gets long sometimes. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of demand for it.
Yeah, so what are your thoughts on the chicken sandwich?
So, I'm a regular there. So, you know.
Yeah, it was actually my first time there.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So, we'll talk about that later. But, So, yeah, I'm a regular, so I've had the sandwich before, but I haven't had it in a while. So, when I went to go break my fast, I went to go get a chicken sandwich. I was, like, craving it the whole day.
Yeah, bro, I thought that it was so actually good. Very spicy, right?
It's too spicy, right? You got mild, and it ended up being too spicy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you just had but, to... Or no, you got medium, and it ended up being too spicy,
yeah.
Right?
What's it called? But the chicken was good. It was just, like, way too spicy. So, like, I had to, like, get a sip of the Oreo thing. The Oreo thing was mid. It was
really?
Better. Yeah. Wait, have you ever had it?
I've not had it.
Yeah, it tastes like a regular milkshake.
I feel like Oreo. I feel like an Oreo shake and like a chicken sandwich wouldn't go well together. Like, I feel like it just make my stomach hurt.
Yeah, I don't even know. I don't.
Did
even
it make your stomach hurt?
Yeah, I mean, but it was right after a game, so I was chilling now.
Yeah, I feel you. Mm-hmm. What's it called?
You don't like the fries, right? Like the waffle fries?
I mean, it's not like I don't like them. They're just okay. And also, bro, for some reason, Hangry Joe's is so expensive. The fries are like $4, something like that. $3-4 for like a box of fries.
Is it more like at Chick-fil-A or at Hangry Joe's?
I'm not sure, but I feel like the quality at Chick-fil-A is better than the one at Hangry Joe's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, some of the fries were kind of like burnt on one, right?
I mean, I wouldn't say they're burnt, but I'd say they're kind of stale. Like, I don't know. They're okay. And then, but the thing I love about the sandwich is like how like packed it is. Like, bro, it's literally packed with like coleslaw and like the sauce
and like,
and,
the,
like
pickles,
the cheese.
But I didn't like the pickles though. Like, I never eat pickles.
No, me neither, but I just like it as like a whole. And then the buns are like,
I like shared half and half with my dad because it was too big and too spicy.
Dude, the buns are so good though.
Yeah, the buns,
like,
were
the
actually
bread they
delicious.
Use
like on the picture that we saw online, like before we tried it, it looked exactly like that, like in real life, and it was like very good.
Bro, but the quantity is good too. Like, one sandwich will fill you up. Like,
yeah,
I feel like at Chick-fil-A, like, I feel like if I get one sandwich,
like, you're gonna like keep.
I'm gonna have
more.
To eat fries, and I'm gonna have to eat like this, and then I'm gonna be hungry.
But
in, like,
Hangry
2 hours.
Joe's, like,
Hangry
that,
Joe's,
that
you eat
one
the sandwich.
Sandwich is just,
bro.
Gonna fill
literally,
you
the chicken
completely.
Patty is coming out of the bread. Like,
mm-hmm.
It's like, it's huge, bro. Like, it takes you like 10 minutes to probably eat it.
I would say though that, like, I prefer the Popeyes chicken sandwich over this one.
For real?
Yeah.
Why?
It's mostly just because of the spiciness of the Hangry Joe's sandwich. That's like the only difference.
It's more like tolerable.
Yeah.
I feel you. The sauce is good though. What's your opinion on that?
Nah, I didn't try it with sauce. I just tried it like.
No, but the sauce was in the sandwich.
Oh, the sauce inside the sandwich.
You didn't even notice. Yeah.
Nah, because it was too spicy, right?
Yeah. It's like spicy sauce. I don't know. It's nothing special.
Mm-hmm.
Coleslaw was good. Do you like coleslaw usually on sandwiches?
Sometimes.
Does Popeyes do that?
Nah, I just get the Popeyes sandwich with just the pickles. But like, I never eat the pickles. It just comes with the regular sandwich.
Okay. And then so
what would you give it on a scale from 1 to 5?
I mean, I'd give it I give it a 5 out of 5. Because, look, let me explain. I think it's perfect. Like
5 out of 5,
though. I think it's perfect. In the Sterling area, I think this is the best halal option for people. And I also think this is the best, like, Nashville chicken in Sterling. If you go outside of Sterling in, like, Tyson's area, Herndon,
you're gonna find
whatever. Yeah, you're probably going to find better options. Like, you know, I don't know too many spots, but there are definitely better options. Mm-hmm. But just as, like, 5 minutes from my house, like, I think it's the best option to go for.
Yeah, I would definitely, like, give it a 4 out of 5. Because I would go again, though. But, like, to get something different, because I didn't... Like, I liked it, but I didn't like it because of the spiciness.
And yo, like, they have... We could... Dude, they have another option. They have, like, chicken and waffles. Those are actually good, though.
Like, the ones that they give at school or not? Like,
chicken and waffles? Come on, bro. No, bro. They have chicken and waffles there, and the waffles are so good. And,
it is.
And it... But the issue is, like, spicy chicken with waffles. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't really like the spicy chicken. Like...
But you said 4 out of 5?
Yeah, it, like, makes my stomach hurt afterwards.
Wait, you said 4 out of 5?
Yeah.
What would make it a 5 out of 5?
5 out of 5, like, take the spiciness, like, a level down.
Okay.
And, like, yeah, that's the only way.
All right.
Thank you guys for tuning in to All You Can Eat. See you guys in the next one.